A proposal for major changes to the GRTC bus service for people with disabilities, the Caravan service, will face strong opposition when it arrives before Richmond City Council on Tuesday evening. The proposal before council likely will not be voted on before late September, but transit-dependent Richmonders with disabilities say even considering raising rates is a cruel and punitive measure that will further limit their mobility.
Brian Montgomery's Hollybrook Apartments in Rico County. I've got cerebral palsy since birth, and this is the only mode of transportation that I have.
GRTC cites a service that already is stuck in a rut of more than $700,000 in debt. Montgomery wonders how such a deep deficit is possible, considering the fees GRTC currently receives per ride.
I don't see how in the heck, with as many customers as they have, they can't survive on what they get. I mean, the county now pays them $25 per trip each way. Right now, they're making $27.50 each way. So that's, what, $55 round trip with a subsidy from the county.
Current law, as dictated by the Americans with Disabilities Act, mandates accessible bus service, but not on nights and weekends, which accounts for one significant part of the proposed cuts.
Seeing if they take the weekends away, a lot of folks that work during the week can't get to the grocery store, and they can't get to Sunday services, going to church or going to outside functions besides work.
Henrico County currently proposes no cuts in service, but is supporting a proposed significant rate increase. The county likely won't hold hearings until the fall. Richmond riders would see both cuts as well as increased rates should GRTC's requested changes be adopted.
If they can try to get these bike races in here and build new facilities for sports teams, and they ought to leave this alone and find the money somewhere else.
A petition circulated by proponents of the service already has hundreds of signatures asking the city, counties, and GRTC to stand down on the proposed cuts. They suggest that the current crisis should be seen as a wake-up call, not only for people with disabilities, but also for a city intent on becoming a worldwide venue for sports and historic tourism.
You know, they've got at least, I would imagine, around 3,000 customers. You times that times, if it's the county, it's 1,500. You times that times 2,750 and see what you come up with. It's not like they're not making money.
In a letter sent August 20th to Henrico Brooklyn District Supervisor Richard W. Glover, Inge Horowitz, a longtime proponent for the rights of people with disabilities, called on the counties to up their financial assistance to GRTC, but also suggested it was time for the Virginia General Assembly to act. Needed in the long run is a regional transportation authority like those in Northern Virginia and the Tidewater region, Horowitz wrote. Until then,
that's the reason I say it's a form of being penalized for being disabled or discriminated against.
I'm Chris Dovey for the Richmond Public Media News Team.